jaya dvaita chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya dvaita chandra jaya gaura bhakta vrinda. Jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda. Jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is the chapter 1 here. Lord Nityananda's meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chapter 1 of Madhya Lila. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and all glories to Sri Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Gaura. All glories to the Lord who is the life and soul of Narahari and Gadadhar. O Lord, please glance mercifully upon me. All glories to Sri Gauranga, along with his devotees. If one hears the topics of Lord Nityananda, he will certainly achieve pure devotional service. Hari Bol. The topics of Madhya Kanda are pure nectar. Hearing them destroys one's atheistic mentality. Please behold beautiful Lord Nityananda to your ears, to your eyes, full satisfaction. His personified love and affection for Lord Gauranga. Lord Nityananda's limbs are filled with transcendental mellows for Lord Gauranga. Speaking in a faltering voice and unable to walk properly, Lord Nityananda resides in Vrindavan. Meanwhile, Sri Gaurachandra revealed himself in Navadvip. Lord Gauranga constantly performed Sankirtan in great ecstasy. He felt distressed, however, not seeing Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda could understand the manifestation of Lord Gaurachandra. He resided in Vrindavan, waiting for this auspicious moment. Understanding that his Lord had revealed himself, Lord Nityananda immediately went to Navadvip and stayed at the house of Nanda Acharya. Nanda Acharya was a Mahabhagavata, a pure devotee of the Lord. He saw Lord Nityananda, who is none different from Lord Balaram, as being as effulgent as the sun. Lord Nityananda was dressed as an avaduta or mendicant. He possessed a very attractive body. He was always in a deep and sober mood. Lord Nityananda chanted the holy names of Krishna throughout the day and night. He was the abode of Lord Chaitanya's mercy within the three worlds. He often shouted loudly because of his ecstasy, being maddened with love of God. The enchanting beauty of his face defeated millions of moons. His sweet smile enlivened all the people of the world. His beautiful, brilliant teeth were just like rows of pearls, and his two broad lotus eyes increased the beauty of his face. His hands reached to his knees and his chest was very broad. His lotus feet was expert in walking. Lord Nityananda spoke to everyone with burning compassion. Hearing the words from his lotus mouth completely destroyed one's bondage to fruitive activities. This is actually one of Lord Nityananda's specific mercy which he gives. If we pray to him, he destroys actually this, the bondage of fruitive activities. He takes away the material desires. And like he did with Raghunath Das Goswami, he took away the obstacles which were there. Raghunath Das Goswami couldn't himself. He wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he couldn't leave his house until Lord Nityananda gave his mercy. So this is one very important aspect. So today is the day we can pray about these things. When Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Nadia, all the people there began to chant, "Jai, Jai." Who is so expert to describe Lord Nityananda's glories? It is Lord Nityananda who broke the sannyas danda of Lord Gaurasundara. It is he who enlivened all the fallen, foolish traders of Bengal. If anyone simply chants his holy name, he will certainly be purified. Seeing Lord Nityananda, Nandana Acharya became very happy. He offered him lunch and kept him at his house. And here in the footnote it says, Nandana Acharya was the son of Chaturbhuja Pandit, a resident of Navadvip. Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu stayed at his house during the course of their pastimes. So whenever whoever hears about Lord Nityananda's arrival at Navadvip will certainly obtain the treasure of love and devotion. Hari Bol. Aware of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip, Sri Vishvambar became extremely happy. So Vishvambar is another name for Lord Chaitanya, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah, Vishvambar. So he became very happy when he heard Lord Nityananda had arrived in Navadvip. The Lord had already, on some pretext or other, disclosed the news of Nityananda Prabhu's arrival to the Vaishnavas. However, none of them could understand the meaning of his words. Lord Vishvambar had said, "Within a day or two, an exalted personality will come here." By providence, Lord Nityananda arrived at Navadvip that very day. Lord Vishvambar, after completing his worship of Lord Vishnu, came and sat with the Vaishnavas. The Lord said to everyone, "Today I had a wonderful dream. I saw a beautiful chariot bedecked with an auspicious flag. Come and stop near my door. Seated upon the chariot was a remarkable personality. He carried a large plow on his shoulder and he appeared very restless. He had a stick tucked into his clothing and he carried a pitcher in his left hand. He was dressed in blue garments and the blue chadar covered his chest. A wonderful earring hung from his left ear. By his features, I assume he is none other than Haladara Balaram." He repeatedly asked, "Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? I have never seen such a noble and powerful personality. He was effulgent and he was dressed as a Navaduta or mendicant. I was struck with wonder just by seeing him. I asked him, 'Who are you?' He smilingly replied, 'I am your brother. We will meet tomorrow and get to know one another.' By hearing his words, my happiness increased. I consider myself as being very similar to that personality." Speaking like this, Lord Chaitanya became absorbed in an ecstatic trance and began to roar loudly in the mood of Haladar Balaram. The Lord demanded, "Bring me wine! Bring me wine!" His loud voice almost chattered the ears of everyone present. Srivas Pandit then said, "Please listen, O Gosai. The wine that you're asking for is right here in front of you. Only those you give it to can relish it." All the devotees remained trembling at a distant place. Although there must be some reason behind the Lord's actions. They all thought there must be some reason behind the Lord's action. The lotus-eyed Lord loudly talked in a way that appeared incoherent. He smiled and moved his body to and fro in the mood of Sankarshan. After a short while, the Lord returned. to external consciousness. Explaining the meaning of his dream, the Lord was in the mood of Balaram. The Lord said, I have a feeling in my heart that some holy personality has arrived at Navadvip. I already told all of you that we would meet him soon. O Haridas, O Srivas Pandit, go and find out who has come and where he has come from. So by the order of the Lord, both pure devotees, Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit, happily wandered throughout the town, searching all over Navadvip for Lord Nityananda. While wandering there, here and there, they happily talked to one another. They considered that Lord Sankarshan might have come. They happily wandered through the streets of Navadvip, but were unable to receive any news. After searching the entire town of Navadvip, for 9 hours they returned to the Lord without success. Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit humbly reported to the Lord, we did not find the person you spoke of. Anywhere in Navadvip. We looked in the houses of sannyasis, Vaishnavas, gyanis, and atheists. We saw all of Navadvip, but did not go to village outside Navadvip. Hearing them, Sri Gaura Sundar began to smile. On the pretext of ordering the search, he showed that Lord Nityananda's presence is most confidential. Some people glorify Lord Gaurachandra, but as soon as they hear the name of Nityananda, they get up and leave. This is just like one who worships Lord Govinda, but does not respect Lord Shiva. For that offense, such a person will surely go to the abode of Yamaraj. The incarnation of Lord Nityananda is most confidential. Without the consent of Lord Chaitanya, no one can even see him. If anyone criticizes Lord Nityananda's unfathomable qualities, even though he may possess devotion to Lord Krishna, such devotion will become obstructed. What means obstructed? Stopped. Devotees headed by Srivas Pandit are fully conversant with the understanding of Lord Nityananda. But because the Lord wants to enjoy pastimes, they could not find him. Lord Chaitanya then said with a smile, come with me, let us go see him. All the devotees joyfully went with the Lord while chanting, all glories to Lord Krishna, all glories to Lord Krishna. On the way, Lord Chaitanya called out, Murari, Murari, have you not seen Avaduta Nityananda? Saying this, he began to smile. He then said, he's now staying at Nandana Acharya's house. Come with me. We are going there. I'm telling you the truth. While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, Hari, Hari. His entire body trembled and his voice became choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flowed from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped 5 steps ahead like a powerful lion, and sometimes he looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord repeatedly made a loud sound again and again that was as grave as the rumbling of clouds. In this way, Sri Gaura Sundara, along with his associates, finally reached the house of Nandana Acharya. Thereafter, everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Nandana Acharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation, smiling all the while. Aware that Lord Nityananda was in a deep trance of pure devotion, Lord Vishvambar and his associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. Mahaprabhu Vishvambar then came before Nityananda Prabhu, who at once understood his beloved and worshipable Lord was present. The form of Vishvambar was as beautiful as that of Cupid. He wore attractive garments and was decorated with a flower garland. Sandalwood paste decorated his forehead. the luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the transcendental body of Lord Nityananda. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resembled rows of pearls, and upon seeing his attractive hair, one would practically lose consciousness. While gazing at his two broad pinkish eyes, one wonders, are these lotus flowers? His two long arms reached to his knees, and fine thin sacred thread beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with marks of tilak, and his body looked enchanting, even without ornaments. His fingernails defeated the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile was sweeter than nectar. Vishvambar stood in front of Nityananda Prabhu, who at once recognized the Lord of his heart. Nityananda Prabhu, out of joy, became stunned with ecstasy. He stared at Lord Vishvambar without blinking his eyes. He desired to lick Vishvambar with his tongue and drink his beauty through his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu desired to embrace Vishvambar with his arms and smell him with his nose, but he was simply stunned. No one could speak or move, being astonished. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Nityananda Prabhu. So this is when Lord Krishna appears to the devotee who has prema. Then all the senses become Krishna reveals himself through all the senses, the sense of touch and smell and so on. So this is what is described here. Yeah. So with a gesture, the Lord instructed Srivas to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's intention, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying Krishna's attractive form. My God, I can't read the Sanskrit. Do you mind if I skip it, or you want to read? So, but the translation of this beautiful verse is, wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vayayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So this verse was recited by Srivas when Lord Chaitanya asked him to do it. Upon hearing this verse, Nityananda Prabhu fell to the ground unconscious. In great ecstasy, he remained inert as Lord Gauranga urged Srivas to continue. Awaking after a short while, Nityananda Prabhu began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he became maddened. He roared like a lion, and the sound shook the universe. He jumped into the air and fell to the ground so forcefully that everyone thought his bones would break to pieces. What to speak of others? Even the Vaishnavas became afraid. They prayed, O Krishna, please save him. O Krishna, please save him. Nityananda Prabhu rolled on the ground and his entire body became wet with tears. While gazing at the attractive form of Lord Vishvambar, he breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly, and sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced, and sometimes he clapped his hands, and sometimes he jumped with great force. How wonderful was Nityananda Prabhu's transcendental form! A golden effulgence emanated from his beautiful body. Brightly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorning his waist, and he wore a cloth turban decorated with champaka flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled his deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appeared as if lightning had fallen upon the earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grave voice resembled the rumbling of a cloud. His roaring subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. His roaring subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. I don't know that what that means. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed down his smiling face. Overflowed with love of God, Nityananda Prabhu's body displayed symptoms of ecstatic love, including shivering, standing of the hair on end, and perspiration. He held a golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus-like palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, a necklace, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled upon the ground. Sometimes he stood up saying, "Please hold me." Then he would ask everyone, "Where is that cowherd boy, Kanai?" Kanai is the name of Krishna. So I don't know if I should continue, or is that, should continue? Okay. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu uttered strange words, and sometimes he cried and laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey, and sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hoped. Sometimes he said one thing, and the next moment something else. No one could understand what he said. The fragrance of his bodily limbs caused all young girls and even married women to leave their houses without hesitation. Nityananda Prabhu fell on the ground to offer obeisances to Lord Vishwambar and humbly offered him prayers with sweet words. He fell at the lotus feet of his Lord. Both of them tried to catch hold of each other's feet. Both the Lords embraced each other and cried. Nityananda Prabhu looked at Vishwambar's face and smilingly said, "Where were you? I searched the entire world, but could not find any news of you. Finally, I heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is now living in Navadvip in Godadesh, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch this thief. Today I have caught you. How will you escape?" I think Nityananda Prabhu was like traveling in all the holy places for 20 years or something. Oh, do you remember? I mean, many years he was traveling. So finally he came to see his brother. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh, cry and dance. Lord Gauranga also danced with Nityananda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's ecstatic madness for Krishna, Gaurachandra cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Vishwambara personally embraced Nityananda Prabhu. As soon as Vishwambar embraced him, Nityananda Prabhu surrendered his life to him and remained motionless. Nityananda Prabhu offered his life to him, to whom it belongs, and thus fell on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda floated on the water of Lord Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshman lay on the lap of Lord Ramachandra after being hit by the Shakti weapon of Ravana. Lord Nityananda swooned, being pierced by the arrows of love and devotion. Gaurachandra cried along with Nityananda as he lay on his lap. Both lords felt an indescribable happiness. Their love and affection for each other was like that of Sri Ram and Lakshman. There is no other comparison that can be made of the affection exhibited by Lord Gaurachandra and Lord Nityananda. After a while, Lord Nityananda regained his composure. All the devotees began to chant, "Hari, Hari!" Seeing Lord Nityananda on the lap of Vishwambar, Gadadhar smiled and thought, "This is contradictory. Lord Ananta always carries Vishvambar on his lap. Today his pride has been smashed because he is on the lap of his Lord." Gadadhar Pandit knows the influence of Lord Nityananda, and Nityananda knows the heart of Gadadhar. Seeing Nityananda Prabhu, the hearts of all the devotees became filled with ecstasy. Nityananda and Gaurachandra simply stared at one another without uttering a word. Tears flowed incessantly from their eyes. Indeed, the tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Vishvambara said, "Today is a very auspicious day for me because I have witnessed pure devotional symptoms that are the essence of the four Vedas. This manifestation of shivering, incessant tears, and loud chanting is not possible for anyone except one who is empowered by the Lord. If one personally sees this manifestation of pure devotional service, Krishna will never reject him." So you just have to see it, and Krishna will never reject you. "I am firmly convinced that you are the full manifestation of the Lord's energy. By worshipping you, a living entity achieves devotion to Lord Krishna. You can purify the 14 worlds. Your qualities are inconceivable, unfathomless, and confidential. There is no one existing who can defy you. You are the personification of love of Krishna and the treasury of devotional service. If anyone meets you, even for a moment, he will be delivered, even if he has committed millions of sins. I think Krishna has a desire to deliver me. That is why he brought you to me." Amazing, Lord Chaitanya's humility. "By great fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. By worshipping you, I will most surely obtain the treasure of love for Krishna." Fully absorbed in ecstasy, the most enchanting Lord Gauranga relentlessly offered prayers to Nityananda Prabhu. There were many talks between the two lords, but most of them were accomplished with gestures. Lord Chaitanya then said, "I am afraid to ask you, where are you from?" The mentality of Nityananda was very childish, and he was overwhelmed with intense ecstasy. He spoke like a restless boy. Lord Nityananda knew the cause for the appearance of his Lord. He thus folded his hands and spoke very humbly. Hearing the words of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda felt shy. Then he began to reveal his real identity, saying, "I have traveled to many holy places. I have seen all the holy places where Krishna performed his pastimes. However, I saw only the holy places, but I could not find Krishna. I asked an exalted personality, 'Why do I see only thorns? The places of the Lord's pastimes are all empty and covered. Can you tell me where Krishna went?' That personality told me that Krishna has gone to Bengal. He said that recently he was at Gaya, but now had returned to Navadvip. I have heard that joyous Sankirtan of the Holy Name is being performed in Nadia. Some people say that Lord Narayan has appeared there. I have also heard that Nadia is famous for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So being most sinful as I am, I have come here." Lord Chaitanya said, "We are all immensely fortunate to see a pure devotee like you. Today we are most satisfied having seen the flow of your tears of ecstasy." Murari smilingly said, "O Lord, we are confused by hearing words such as your and our that are spoken by you." Srivas Pandit said, "How can we understand their dealings? This is similar to how it is hard to understand how Krishna and Shiva worship each other." Gadadhar Pandit said, "O Srivas Pandit, what you say is correct, Their qualities resemble that of Ram and Lakshman. Someone else said, both of them are just like two Cupids. Others said, they are just like Krishna and Balaram. Another person said, I do not know much about them, but I have a feeling that Anantashesh has taken shelter of the lap of Krishna. Still others said, they are just like two friends, Krishna and Arjuna, in the way they exchanged great affection. Someone said, it appears that they have closely related to one another. They are closely related to one another. Whatever they say to each other is done by gesture. In this way, all the devotees happily describe the glories of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gaurachandra. Anyone who hears about the meeting of Nitai Chand with Gaurachandra will no doubt be released from material bondage. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Sri Nityananda and Gaurachandra ki jai. Any comments or questions? Yeah, the love, huh? The love in spiritual sense is like, I mean, we may have some perverted experience of what love can be between different relationships, like mother and children, or friends or paramours and like that. But I never heard anyone falling on the ground in such, feeling so much love and so many tears coming. So this is the spiritual love between the Lord is even more intense. So okay. So pray to Lord Nityananda for transcendental knowledge. Can pray to Lord Nityananda. He can give us actually Krishna Prema, and he's very merciful. So don't be shy to pray. Okay, Hare Krishna. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.